On to the business of advertising. You may think of Old Spice as a pretty old brand, but the venerable men's fragrance is hoping to appeal to a much younger crowd, and Slate ad critic Seth Stevenson says a new commercial suggests it might work.
Not long ago, though it seems like a different era, I was unfamiliar with the concept of body sprays. And then Axe hit the market. Axe had those ads where a hot chick and a dorky guy are riding in an elevator, and because the guy smells like Axe, they have anonymous coitus. This was termed the Axe effect. I associate Axe with a dark chapter in American history. I think it was last summer, when the only thing anyone could talk about was metrosexuals. As best I could tell, metrosexuality was about straight guys deciding it was cool to use Poncy beauty products because it would help them nail hot chicks. Axe body spray was perhaps the most metrosexual product ever invented. Its central message was, and remains, that an ornate grooming regimen will get you laid. It seems on its surface like an appealing pitch, but listen to this new ad for Old Spice Red Zone body spray, a product launched to compete with Axe. It opens with two guys watching sports on television. In the foreground, we see their bored and annoyed girlfriends. The guys are jumping around like knuckleheads. One guy runs over to hug his gal in celebration, and she gets a whiff of his Old Spice Red Zone body spray.
Scent is the strongest scent tied to memory.
Suddenly, the girlfriend drifts into reverie. We see a gauzy montage as she remembers romantic moments with her man, riding a Ferris wheel, having a pillow fight, cooking pasta together.
How will you be remembered?
As the guy rushes back to his game, stealing the girlfriend's can of soda along the way, she swoons.
He's so great.
Red Zone body spray. Spice things up all day, all night.
What intrigues me about this Old Spice ad is the comparative humility of its message. The Axe ad suggests that if you use Axe body spray, you will get crazy spontaneous monkey love. This Old Spice ad suggests that if you use Red Zone body spray, your girlfriend will be fond of the way you smell and thus will harbor positive feelings towards you, even when you're acting like a knucklehead. It's precisely this more straightforward, realistic approach that has led to a remarkable turnaround for Old Spice. First, a bit of brand history. Old Spice for men debuted in 1938, and by the end of the 70s, it was the iconic scent of manly sex appeal. But by 1990, Old Spice had gotten a bit musty. The brand image had become less sexy and more that stuff that smells like grandpa. Fast forward to 2004. Old Spice is currently number one in the men's antiperspirant deodorant category, including among teenage boys. The brand somehow transformed itself from fuddy-duddy to whippersnapper. The secret, in part, was summed up to me by the company's brand manager. A lot of other products, he says, overpromise. I'm pretty sure he's talking about Axe here, and he's got a point. When you promise spontaneous monkey love, you run into a couple of problems. First, you won't deliver on that promise. This leaves the customer disappointed and sours him on the brand. And second, your image gets linked with the guy who is desperate and who needs some sort of magic potion to help him. Which is not a great image. I give the Old Spice ad a B+. Wait, you say, this is all well and good, but I'm not even sure what a body spray's for. Well, that's because you're over 24, Grandpa.
Seth Stevenson writes the ad report card column for Slate.